You have not because you ask not. I'm serious. You know, God provides for the birds, right? They don't reap, but they still got to get their food.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? You have to do something. Like when Peter was in jail, the chains fell off, but he had to get up, get dressed, and go. So I went down in the water, but before I went down, this old guy comes up to me. His name's Wolfgang. This old guy that jumped in, rah, rah, you need Jesus in your heart. And it's true, but there's a way to approach that in love. That's not going to draw him in. He comes up to me, and this is the first time he's talked to me in like 3 days, and he said, Todd, he said, I've been watching you. And he has tears in his eyes. Now this angry man said, you do nothing but love people. He said, and I've never seen this. He said, but I want what you have. Oh, it just made me cry. And he gave me a hug and he just wept for 15 minutes and cried for 15 minutes. He had bronchitis and a serious heart condition. We let go and the bronchitis is gone. Just from a hug, just from love, just from him repenting. And getting his heart right. I mean, gone. He could hardly breathe. He goes, oh my God, my lungs are clear. Just like that, man. From just an embrace of love and compassion. And not because of me. Because of Christ in us. This all comes out of that. This guy followed me around for the rest of the week. And cried every 10 minutes. Crying. Crying, oh God, that's all I kept hearing. That's so good, brother, I love you.